This is HPR episode 2308 entitled, Everyday Package Operations in GIX. It is hosted by Clacky and is about 16 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, here's how I use GIX in my day-to-day. Fleshed out audio of a comment on EP 2198.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, I'm Clacky. 4 months ago, or maybe 1 year and 5 months ago, depending on your perspective, I interviewed Chris Weber about how awesome GIX is and why it will take over the world. In the comments, I wrote a very short overview of what I actually do in everyday use of GIX. And here I'm going to flesh it out just a little bit more, not too much, in audio form. So for me, the killer operation when you run GIX is GIX environment. And basically, if I'm on a deb-based system and I find out about a utility that sounds interesting, but I would like to try it out, what I have to do is I have to install it, and then I'll try it out, and then maybe I like it, maybe I don't. If I don't like it, I apt remove it. And then maybe there's libraries lingering around, and then I would have to do apt auto clean to get rid of those libraries. But maybe they were lingering around for some other reason. Maybe I'm doing builds somewhere and these were build dependencies. I wouldn't know. But with GIX, what I can do is I don't have to install or uninstall anything. I just do GIX environment dash dash add dash hawk. And then name of utility or package. What this does is it starts a new shell and it downloads the software and puts it in the magical GIX locations. And in that particular shell, the utility is in the path. So I can try it out, I can play with it. If I exit the shell, it's no longer in my path and it won't get in the way of tab completions, and the next time I garbage collect, it will disappear from disk. So GIX environment is really cool. Makes it easier for me to try out new things without having to think about the sort of administration overhead. So that's one thing I use GIX environment for. All these commands are, the actual command is just GIX, and then environment is a subcommand, so it's GIX space environment. And one cool utility you can do this with is NCDU. So check that out. It's a graphical disk usage. So basically, if you've been using Winderstat on Windows, or if you've been using Baobab on the X desktop, then NCDU is the same, but for the NCURSIS interface on the console or terminal. So that's one thing I can do with GIX environment, is try things out. And if you're doing development, of course you can use GIX environment for the primary intended use, which is pull down the dependencies of the thing you're developing. If you write a GIX definition for the package you're developing, you just do GIX environment in that directory where the source code is, and it pulls down everything you need to do to have available to be able to do configure, make, install, or whatever. But I sadly don't develop much, so that's not part of my everyday usage. Also, among my bash aliases, I have some things that I may run from time to time, but I don't use them every day. So maybe there's a function there that calls some program, but I don't necessarily want to keep that thing in my path. Could be because I don't want things in my path because they interfere with tab completion. And also, when I do package upgrades, of course, the more packages I have really installed, the longer the upgrade takes. And if it's something I do less often than I use upgrades, then it's nice to not have it be part of the upgrade. So, for example, I have some aliases for doing formatting of source code. So I can do JSON-less, and then it takes a JSON file, formats it real nicely with slanted font and bold font and so on, and then pipes it to less. And for this I use a command called inscript. But maybe I don't do this even every week, so I don't want to upgrade inscript every time. So in my bash alias for JSON less and some other blah blah less aliases, I just call inscript using geeks environment. Just geeks space environment space dash dash add dash hawk space in script. And then you separate the parameters to geeks environment from the command you want to run. So geeks environment, blah blah blah, package name, and then dash dash, and then here comes the real command line you actually want to use. And there comes in script parameters for formatting, and then file name, and so on. So that's in my bash aliases. That's one other place I use geeks environment. Then that's a whole show of itself. I have a couple of things I'm pretty happy with that I have at my fingertips when I'm at the command line, but that'll be another show. Also, regarding the upgrades, there are some pretty big packages like Chromium, Firefox, or on Geeks that's Icecat. Firefox actually I use Nix for. And Pigeon is, I also use Nix for that. I use both Geeks and Nix. And those might also be something I don't want to burden myself with when I do an upgrade. I run them every day, of course, but basically. But the reason I don't want them in my upgrade is because the things that are actually in my profile will not be garbage collected until I explicitly remove old profiles. So I could have like 20 versions of Firefox lying around. If there are files that are exactly the same, Geeks optimizes that with hard links, but there are also files that change slightly that might be huge in Firefox or in one of its dependencies. So by not keeping them around in my profiles, when I do garbage collect, they will disappear entirely from disk, and then the next time I do Geeks environment to pull them in, they will have to be pulled from scratch. So that's a good way to be able to keep old profiles around for the small tools, but be able to more easily throw away the bigger tools. And the way I do that is, first I install the tool, or, well, realize the tool with Geeks environment, and then I look for the .application files in the share applications folder. And in that application file, it says somewhere, exec equals blah 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 Firefox, for example. So I take that exec line, I replace it with, copy this to some other location where I'm actually able to edit things. You can't edit things in the GNU store. I edit it to, instead of running blah 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 Firefox, it runs geeks environment ad hoc Firefox dash dash Firefox. And then I put that in my .local so that GNOME can find it. So when I press super and then I type Firefox, boom, Firefox comes up and I can run it. But what actually happens is it asks Geeks to get the latest Firefox according to my package definitions and then run that. So in case I have updated the Geeks package definitions, then it pulls down the new Firefox That could take some time. So actually, usually what I do is when I update my packages, I also fetch the latest. I do Geeks Environment ad hoc these packages so that I have the latest thing at hand on disk, but not in my profile. To manage these .local/share/applications files, of course, I use Stow. I think I mentioned Stow in the previous Geeks episode, and I'll probably do an episode on Stow itself. Stow is very cool. It manages, you can put various disparate things into separate directories, and then you symlink them all together to a shared, the usual bin lib share file structure in, for example, /.local. So, yeah, Geeks Environment, I use the ad hoc version of it on the command line directly, and as part of aliases that run tools that I don't use so often, and for big tools. Actually, some of the big tools I've moved to my profile recently because they've been crashing a lot in some recent updates, so I want to keep them in a way that I can roll them back easily and not have to just run the latest version. But when they are stable, I've been running them from the Geeks Environment ad hoc setup. So normal package management, like you would do in any other operating system or package management system. Geeks space package. If I like this tool and I want to have it available all the time, I do geeks space package space -i for install space package name. And then I don't install it on the system. I install it for my user, so it ends up in my /.geeks-profile, which is put in my path variable by my bash profile. So that installs the version according to my current package definitions. To update the package definitions, I use geeks space pull. So I do that from time to time, maybe once a week. And what I actually do is I have a long command line that does, not for geeks actually. Then I basically just do geeks pull and then geeks package update. So that's geeks space pull down the definitions, and then it's geeks space package space -u. Take all the packages I have currently installed on my user and find the latest version, and if it's newer, then upgrade. Or actually, if the version of that particular package is the same, but one of its dependencies was updated, then it will also be updated to use that later dependency. And then, if you start running out of disk space, if I've been doing this for a couple of weeks, especially with Nix, but also with Geeks, even though it does hard linking to optimize disk space, I will have to get rid of some cruft lying around that I'm not actually using. So that's geeks space gc for garbage collect. So what happens then, it will clear out after a couple of weeks, maybe it will clear out a couple of gigabytes of stuff from my /gnu folder. And that's stuff that has been pulled down to build something, but now it's built and we don't need the build dependencies anymore. And old package definitions, because those aren't actually version managed anywhere. You always just have the latest one. There's no rollback functionality in Geeks for package definitions. But if I installed some package a week ago and then I uninstalled it, or I upgraded it, that old version is still in an old profile definition, an old profile generation for my user. So to get rid of old profile generations and clear up maybe 10 gigabytes of stuff after a while, then I would have to first run geeks space package space -d without any further parameters, that will delete everything except the latest generation of my profile. So then when I do Geeks Garbage Collect, it will erase everything that is not in my latest profile. Geeks package D also takes a parameter, so I can say throw away everything that is older than a week, or throw away everything except the latest 5 generations, things like that. Yeah, that's basically how I use Geeks from day to day. Use the Geeks environment thing, install packages. I didn't say uninstall packages, I seldom do that, but that's Geeks space package space dash R for remove. So Geeks environment for trying things out or temporarily using things. Package-I for installing things, package-U for upgrading them, package-D for removing old profiles that I don't think I will want to roll back to if the latest profile is working well, and Geeks GC to garbage collect things. See you next time when I look into some of the diversions from this episode. Na 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 na. You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. Ba 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 ba